Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Katie Martin. She is a family nurse practitioner who is joining the team at our Barnesville area clinic, and we're excited to welcome her to the team and introduce her to our community today. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Well, let's let our listeners get to know you a little bit better. What's your background and education and work experience up to this point?
Sure. Well, I started out my nursing career. I got my LPN and RN from NDSCS in Wahpeton. Went on to get my bachelor's degree through Minot State. And then I finished up my nurse practitioner degree with a master's degree at the University of North Dakota.
And what was it about pursuing a degree in family nurse practitioner or medicine in general that interested you? What prompted you to choose this career path?
Well, as a nurse, I knew I always wanted to further my education. Family medicine gives you such a variety. You get to see all age groups, and you can really connect with your patients in that way. They come back to see you for health promotion visits, for problem visits, and you can take care of whole families, which is really unique to healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. And what about choosing Lake Region Healthcare? What was it about this organization that interested you?
I had a really great clinical rotation when I was in school in dermatology, and I just really liked the environment and the people. The providers seemed happy here, and everybody had great things to say about Lake Region.
It is pretty cool to join a group of providers that is so positive and engaged, like our providers are. What about the Barnesville community? You're going to be going to the Barnesville clinic, which I'm excited to talk about. So often we kind of get caught up on what's happening or caught up in what's happening here on our main campus, and we don't highlight the fantastic services and providers that we have in some of our outreach clinics, and Barnesville's no exception. What is it about being in the Barnesville community that you're most looking forward to in terms of serving those people in Barnesville?
Well, when I was in school, I also did a couple of rotations in rural medicine, family medicine. My husband and I are really just looking forward to living in a smaller community where you get to know your patients inside the clinic and outside of the clinic. So we just are looking forward to the smaller town atmosphere. People have been friendly and so
I'm sure that you will fit in extremely well there. When you talk about getting to know your patients, what is it about providing exceptional care that you think is most important when it comes to how you treat and interact with your patients?
I think when I've talked to people who are either happy or unhappy with their providers, one of the key components is, do they listen to you? Mm-hmm. So I strive to be somebody who will always take the time to listen to your problems, your goals, and any other concerns. So definitely listening.
That's a great approach, and working together usually seems to be more successful when it comes to reaching those goals and positive outcomes. Are there any areas of particular professional interest that you have in terms of medicine?
Well, being a young woman myself, I know how hard it can be to find a provider that you trust, so I really do enjoy women's health. Mm-hmm. And kind of on the opposite end, I also like geriatrics. A lot of my work experience has been with the elderly population, and I really find a lot of joy in working with them, too.
Mm-hmm. It takes a special kind of person to do both of those things. I wanted to get your perspectives as we're kind of heading straight into the holiday season here, which also unfortunately coincides with flu season, right? What would be some of your top tips for listeners about staying healthy as we enter both a stressful, busy season and a highly contagious influenza, cold, and flu season?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nothing new, but of course, wash your hands is going to be the most important thing that you can do to prevent getting sick. Get your flu shot now if you haven't already. And as a mom of little kids, I think also it's important to teach your kids that cough etiquette so that when they come home from school, daycare, or whatever, maybe they don't pass it to you or your other children. So if they know what the right way is to cough and wash their hands too.
Right. And the right way to cough is?
The inside of your elbow would be the best way.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to make sure that I knew the right way. What about when you're not working? What do you enjoy doing as far as hobbies and interests?
I really just enjoy spending time with my husband and my kids. Life with kids is busy, so as much time as I can get with them, I just try to soak that in. But we do love to be outdoors, just enjoying the weather when it is nice.
Anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you or your upcoming practice at the Barnesville Area Clinic?
I'm just really looking forward to establishing a great patient base, serving the community of Barnesville, and helping patients feel their best.
Katie Martin, new family nurse practitioner at the Barnesville Area Clinic, my guest today on Apple a Day. Katie and Katie, reminding you today there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.